Blog Talk Radio.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I want money.
Everyone, welcome to the broadcast. You are listening to Millionaire Nuts and Bolts from Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. Good Tuesday morning to you for this fabulous Tuesday, April 20th. We are broadcasting live from the HQ Real Estate and Investment Offices right here in Scottsdale, Arizona. And for this fabulous Tuesday, April 20th, we are bringing you this Millionaire Nuts and Bolts segment from Unlock Your Wealth Radio, where we will crawl into the heads of the top millionaire thinkers and put out in-depth information that you can incorporate into your life right now to start your day the millionaire way. On Saturday's show, we went over some of the following thoughts and beliefs that many of the super rich millionaires and billionaires have running through their minds throughout the day. Let's go through those with an in-depth look, shall we? One of the thoughts that millionaires hold regularly that's running through their minds is that money is good. Having lots of money is great. The reason why this thought is a very positive, supportive one is it encourages you to seek out money. Money is a tool, not a means to an end or a goal, but a tool to help facilitate what you truly want in life, which are the non-monetary things. For example, another thought that runs through millionaires and the super rich minds is, with money, I can help lots of people. Now, with money as a resource and a tool, you can use it to do great works within your communities and throughout the world. The more money that you have, the less you have to raise from others to facilitate higher purpose things like educating people who are less fortunate, providing aid and rescue to those in need. Without money as your tool, it becomes more difficult to help others. Because as we know, in order to be successful, we must be the first to stand in line to help ourselves. And we must be whole before we can give to others. It works a lot like love. And when you love yourself and are the first to stand in line to love yourself, then and only then can you love others. And with money, you must have money first in order to be able to use it as a tool to help others. The next thought that runs through many millionaire minds is, lots of money means freedom for me and my family. When you have money, you have options that may not be available without money. money creates more choice. And when you have choice, you also have the power to choose. And that freedom is very liberating. One of those choices could be to help others. And that's where money starts to show its true value. When you can choose not to work so hard at generating money and to direct your efforts to aiding others, that's the freedom that having money can bring. This next thought is extremely valuable because it helps to convince that inner curmudgeon of the worthiness of your goals. It is real easy and fun for me to make money. Part of the acquisition of money is the challenge that's represented in acquiring it. And if your attitude is focused in the right direction with the supporting thoughts that it's easy and fun to make money, then your pursuit of money becomes easier because you have a level of confidence that it's not a matter of if you will obtain money, but when. And confidence is a sincere part of your ability to be successful. It is also part of one of the elements in our seven elements for self-empowerment that we teach here on this show. And in my forthcoming book, Yes, You Can. Making lots of money comes easily to me is another thought working on the self-confidence of your goal worthiness. Again, by reinforcing positively that you do possess the ability to make money, facilitates money making easier. I make money with great facility. I make money with great facility. This is an interesting thought. You know, Americans are the ones that coined the phrase to make money. In America, more so than any other country in the world, we are able to create wealth unlike any other country because we have the freedom and the ability to make money. In most other countries around the world, you usually inherit money. And money is something that you either have or don't have. It is much more difficult to make money in another country than it is here in the U.S. We have so many more opportunities. And because we are a free people, we have the ability to make money with great facility. This next thought is a perfect affirmation. I am a money magnet. Think about that. Have you ever heard someone say, I am just not good with money? I'm not good with money. I've never managed money well. Money always escapes me. And you wonder why. Well, the people that are saying that are having a values conflict internally. There's something from a single event learning experience that they have had along the way that has it set in their mind that attracting money is not a good thing. And whether you want money on the surface or not is not what's important. Your value system is what's important. If you have a conflict because you had an experience, and many childhood experiences lead to this, where you had a negative event happen. Say you were evicted from an apartment, and your parents said, those greedy landlords, all they want is money, and they threw us out. And being a child, not knowing that maybe your father was an alcoholic or a drug addict, didn't go to work or got fired and chose not to pay the bills, and instead of accepting responsibility for his actions, he chose to abrogate it and push it off on someone else. And that traumatic event in your life set up that rich people are bad. So that may be why money is eluding you. And one way to overcome that is to create affirmations that work on your value system. And one of those is, I am a money magnet. Just like all of the books that you read, like The Secret or The Laws of Attraction, confidence and affirmation that money flows freely to you will create that within the universe. As human beings, we have thoughts and emotions and physical life and attributes. But in a very basic way, we are all just energy masses. And you can draw wealth to you, or you can cast it aside. And the choice is yours. So an affirmation like, I am a money magnet, has infinite power. I always have more money than I need. Another powerful affirmation. Always is a strong word. That means without exception. I always have more money than I need. Sets up in your brain that your abundance is great and your wants and your needs and your needs that are wants that have been justified as needs align themselves in a much more plausible, reasonable way. So you will always have more money than you need. Some other key affirmations that are powerful for your success. I enjoy learning how to make money. We must always be seeking knowledge. I enjoy learning how to manage my money. Remember, making money is one part of wealth accumulation. The other part is keeping it. And we must learn not only how to generate money, but also how to manage it. I enjoy saving money instead of wasting it on instant gratification items that don't give me a solid return for my money. This statement is so powerful because it will set up in your subconscious mind that these instant gratification items do not pay dividends. They may have a level of satisfaction, but it'll wear off when that credit card bill comes in. I love learning how to invest my money, yet another way to retain what you have earned. Making lots of money feels really great. Making lots of money is real important for me and my family. Making lots of money has high priority in my life, and making lots of money is my destiny. you must know in your heart of hearts that you were destined to be wealthy. That it is now that your familial legacy is created. And you acknowledge that it is by your hand that it must be done. Now, fully and completely integrate these habits now. See yourself in this way. Look forward into the future and watch how differently people will respond to you. Imagine yourself with these successes already. Create some affirmations with these tools as well to reinforce what you have just integrated into your personality. And that's your millionaire nuts and bolts. Remember to tune in tomorrow for the midweek update. I'm Heather Wagenhals. Thank you so much for joining us on Millionaire Nuts and Bolts from Unlock Your Wealth Radio. And tuning in to start your day the millionaire way. Again, we'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow. And for more great tools, visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com. Here's to your financial independence.
I've had it up to here, listening to a small segment of people trying to put down America. America is the greatest land on earth, and we ought to be proud of what we have. I'm proud of America. I'm proud of our people, and I'm going to prove it. We're American and damn proud of it.
Frankly, I'm getting a little ticked off.
Go to hell.